Hello, people, and welcome to the Out of Bounds channel. I think it's a podcast now because we're going to be doing this weekly on Mondays and releasing it on Tuesdays. Oh, I could release it the same day. I'll see when I can be bothered. But yeah, I am back with the usual cast. How do you say it? Sam, Abbas, and Kojo. How are we doing?
All good, bro, man. All good. Can't complain. Living.
Hey, you like the new intro, innit?
New intro.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Yeah,
it sounds like an easy Carti beat still. I can imagine them rapping on it.
It was yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that, but yeah, it was not the screen. I don't know why you only did like so, you know, technical difficulty. It'll be better for next week. But as you know, the Premier League is returning in 2 weeks. I thought before we do a prediction video or season preview, we should do our all-time starting 11, where we go from like all-time, well, from like 1992 when the Premier League came in. So it's an all-time Premier League 11 anyway, so don't want to hear about no Ian Rush and all those guys. Strictly your Drogba's and Henry's and those guys. So yeah, but myself, obviously it should be interesting and stuff. Especially, what formation are we going with, by the way?
4-3-3. Yeah, I say 4-3-3. I know them days was a 4-4-2, but...
I think we should do 4-3-2.
Nah. Standard 4-3-3.
Let's go back to old school.
No, the reason I say that is because now everyone's just a forward, isn't it? Like, Henri, you could put Henri on the left if you want to and still have... not Haaland, but I'm just saying, you could put Haaland and then Salah or whatever you want to do. So, everyone's forward players these days, isn't it?
Oh, look at this!
Please go, come on.
Let's go 4-3.
Yeah. We're up in production this year. But come on. Yeah, so we'll go before.
Oh, do we all have to like unanimously agree or be given our own like 11?
We all agree on one, but
we would, I thought we like, had our own individual 11 and we have a discussion and that, Charles.
Yeah, so we'll have a discussion. No, so obviously you have different ones, then yeah, obviously majority wins in it, but obviously you still give your opinion why you think the other person is wrong, innit? So, obviously, we're going to start with the goalkeeper. And why is it Piatek? Well, I think it's Piatek anyways.
Bro, it's easy. I hear it. Sam, it's either Piatek or Peter Schmeichel. No, it's the two Peters. It's either Piatek or Peter Schmeichel. And I just think, in terms of presence in goal, you got to go Schmeichel. When you saw him come out and how he could distribute at that time, he was one of the only goalkeepers that was doing a long throw and starting counters with the throw and stuff like that. When you saw Peter Schmeichel come out of his box, he was scared because he would make himself big and he was a big presence. And I just think me growing up seeing Peter Schmeichel, that was a epitome of, you know, one of the top goalkeepers in the world at that time. Don't get me wrong, Peter Cech did his thing with the clean sheets, but also Chelsea had a great defense at that time, whereas Schmeichel made a lot of crucial saves. So I would say it's a toss-up between those two. I'm not really too fussed. I would say Schmeichel, but if I was outnumbered and it went with Cech with the three Chelsea boys, I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, Piatek leading the Premier League in clean sheet all-time. And as I said, he's one of the best shot stoppers that I've seen anyways, like, in terms of the amount of saves. There's some saves that you make and you're just thinking, like, how the hell did he do that? Obviously, if I'm just going to go to recent, man, one save that always stands out, even though it wasn't the Premier League, was that FA Cup on Andy Carroll, I think, when it was back post. And it was just saves that he made time and time again. And obviously, only conceding 15 Premier League goals in a season where, like, I think 8 or 9 of them were penalties. I think it's outstanding for me anyways. Wait, just quick question. Do you guys think Alisson has a case?
No.
Not yet. It's the longevity is not there. Not yet.
Yeah. Okay, but not that in terms of greatness, but you're talking about like if you're talking about just goalkeeper skill set and stuff. So let's say you were to wipe off all the accomplishment and you were to just judge them on their skill set. Do you think Alisson might be the best of all of them?
Yes and no. I don't think
I hear you, but then I feel like if you want to say that, you've got to give Ederson a shot as well from C.
No,
I'm surprised who's not getting the love, and I hate the team. With Van der Sar. Like, I'm surprised that people aren't giving him as much of a shout there.
Yeah.
But, like, I've got to stick with that.
Like,
if you ask me always, like, who's the best goalkeeper I've ever watched in the Premier League, it always goes Cech. And then, okay, like, because I've never seen Schmeichel, I can't really comment on it too much, even though there's a player or two that I think here that I've not watched, but I'd have to, I will still stick them in, so it kind of gives a clue of one player, but I'd have to go with Cech because of the clean sheet record. I think that's probably, like, the biggest thing, even though, yeah, you've got a defence there that works on it, so it's not always just a goalkeeper, but at the end of the day, when the shots are coming, it's the goalkeeper that's making the saves. And I think the other thing is, I know it's a Premier League type of thing, but because he was there, he completed that full journey with Chelsea from when they got the transfer with the Roman deal over to win the Champions League. It just works. Like, the only problem is, I don't know what Schmeichel, if he ever had a bad period towards the back end, but Cech did have that bad period with Arsenal. So how much do you want to hold that against him in terms of being the best Premier League goalkeeper? I don't know. That's up to you guys.
Well, fair enough, but it looks like University were going to go here, check anyways. But I think when it's all said and done, actually, no, like, I was going to try and make a case for Alisson when it's all said and done, but
I think Courtois is a better goalkeeper than Alisson, but that's whatever.
I mean,
what I'm talking about in terms of Alisson's all round game, I feel like
The question would be, is he the most talented goalkeeper you've ever seen in a Premier League
era? Yeah, that's the question I'm trying to ask in terms of talent. Yeah. And I feel like he argued...
Yeah, talent-wise, yeah.
But talent-wise, you could put up here, I think it's definitely maybe top three.
Of course.
Yeah.
Talent-wise, you look at him, Schmeichel, check in one. He can distribute, he's got the size, great shot stopper. Do you know what I mean?
No, 100%. All right, let's move to left-back. I was going to stop, but I feel like left-back is easier because I feel like everyone's just going to say Ashley Cole and then we're just going to cut to the...
He's Ashley Cole.
Yeah, it's Ashley
Cole. I think we're all unanimous to agree, so yeah, we can move on to the next position.
I don't know if we need to explain it. If you know football, everyone is picking Ashley Cole, so...
Yeah. So, yeah.
Centre-backs. Now, obviously...
I think this is a very interesting one still. I think there's a lot of options here. There's a couple in my mind that
universally comes up, but I feel like then on the back of that, people always say, what about this player? What about that player? So she wants to, well, so obviously, should we just go around and say who we think are top two and then we explain our reason?
I think top two, Vidic and John Terry.
Okay. Sam?
Yeah, I couldn't put... If I was building a team, I couldn't put Vidic and John Terry in the same team. They're two very similar. I need to have a complementary player. So for me, there's been great defenders in the Premier League, but I would have to go with John Terry and Rio Ferdinand just because they complement each other in terms of what they do.
Oh, no, I meant for the first position. That's what I meant, the CB, the first one, not left centre-back or right centre-back. I'll just give...
My two straight away. That's my two, John Terry and... Yeah.
My second centre-back for the right-hand side, I put Rio Ferdinand. I just thought you meant for the first left-hand side.
So pick who you think the two best centre-backs in Premier League.
Partnership.
Yeah, John Terry, Rio, that's mine.
I concur with Sam. John Terry and Rio Ferdinand, I think there's no explanation for that. I think you watch football, watch Premier League growing up. I think you could easily see from the eye test and even all the conference they had, you know, individually for Chelsea United. I think it's a no-brainer, so, yeah, I agree with that.
Just one honourable shout. This might sound wild now, yeah, but just let me land. If we, with another 5 to 6 years, yeah, you know who we might say, talent-wise... talent-wise, trophies, ability... John Stones. John Stones, in terms of what he can do as a centre-back...
I hear it.
In the next 5 years, we might say, do you know what? He's probably the best centre-back to play in the Premier League. That's what I'm saying. In the next 5 years...
That would allow him to adapt his game.
Therefore, shout, in terms of talent, I think...
Okay. Can I say something?
You know, his ball-crossing ability, he's dribbling, he's passing. I think as a ball-playing centre-back, I think he's definitely, for me, top three in Premier League history. So
Can I say something, Vicky? Last season, we saw him get green. We saw it at Anfield.
And he's good early as well.
I'm going to give my two, which are a bit different.
We'll give you your two. But the reason I agree with what Sam just said, because if City goes on and win all these trophies and all that kind of stuff, I think Odol's, obviously, what Stones has done is good. But I think the person that should get that credit wouldn't be John Stones. I think it would be Ruben Dias, because I feel like he's a better defender. I feel like the reason why John Stones stands out more is because of the way he was able to adapt to that new role, which means an offense. When you start doing more offensive things, you get more shine, which is why I then feel like Stones gets a lot more praise. But then if you're going to then talk about as a defender, I feel like, and City go on to do what they do, I feel like Ruben Dias should get that credit instead of John Stones. No, that's my opinion.
Nah, so, I hear it.
I still think John Stones, for me, I think it's a talent-wise, I think.
But hear me out. It all depends on where John Stones ends up playing for the next 4 or 5 years. What's his actual role? Is it going to be playing in that midfield type of thing where he puts him in there? Or because if he is, then you can't really look at him from the centre-back side of things. But no, I hear it. Like, I'm a fan of Stones anyway. Like, I like what he does. I like the way he plays. It's just, you know what it will be? And I say this to a lot of people, I say it to my friends, nostalgia merchants kill football. And that's another big problem with football right now. Like, nostalgia merchants kill it. Like, you can't say John Stones because we watch John Stones, but we can say someone like Nemanja Vidic or whoever you want to put out there because that was way back in them days. But we can't say someone recent because nostalgia. And that's what it is. Like, that's a lot of things, which is why one of our centre-backs actually is quite recent, and that's Vincent Kompany. I put Kompany and John Terry.
So you're going to Kompany on John Terry?
John Terry and Vincent Kompany.
Okay, because I'm going to go that's with Sam and say John Terry and Rio. So it looks like John Terry universal, isn't it? So Abbas, I'll give you the floor to convince us why Kompany should be there instead.
Oh, easy. First, Rio always had... When we say Rio Ferdinand, for example, what do we always liken Rio Ferdinand with? Nemanja Vidic. So they always had a solid pairing. Now, I'm going to give you Vincent Kompany. Who was this solid pairing?
Good point.
Who was the solid pairing to start with?
But the thing is, but I think that company greatness, not saying it was down to this person, but it's only when Pep came in and started winning, everyone started looking at Kompany.
I looked at Kompany.
Because you got to remember, when they first originally bought Kompany from Anderlecht, man was a DM, and it wasn't working for him at City. And then they moved him back, and then he had a little bit of a run. But the run happened when he was wearing Nike. Everyone didn't have that mindset of Kompany at the beginning. It was only probably like 2016 where people said, oh, this guy is the talisman.
Think about it, he scored. And I'd say this as well. Kompany, for me, when it came to it, he was the captain. Was Rio the captain of United?
I don't think it was leadership to it.
So it's not intrinsic value to it. Okay, from a ball playing perspective, yeah, I'll give you Rio Ferdinand would probably be a lot better. Another thing, I look at big moments as well. What Kompany was able to do. The first title that City won, it was Vincent Kompany that pops up with the goal to basically get them square on points. When City were basically winning their trophies, Vincent Kompany was always the mainstay in the team. He was captain. When you look at the international side of things, I know obviously we're only looking at it from a Premier League point of view, but if you just put that into it internationally as well, He's the most successful Belgium player that they've had out. Well, sorry, no. He was in that mainstay. When England were playing together, for example, Rio Ferdinand got the opportunity to become captain when John Terry had his issues, and he stunk it up to the fact that John Terry came back as captain.
It's all about the harmony in that team. That harmony was already off. And with you say that, but then, okay, you look at that, but then Kompany had issues where he didn't have the longevity. He was injured. That's what I'm saying. People look at it and make it seem like it was a long run. It wasn't a long run that where everyone had Kompany as this astute defender. Because remember, a lot of time he was injured. Like I said, when he first came to the Premier League, he was playing DM for us. No one really cared about him. So, like, I get what you're saying in terms of how it panned out. But if you look at the run that he had, you're like, okay, cool. He did his thing. This is coming from a City fan.
But also, I'll say this as well. Like, if you look at the exit of a player, Rio Ferdinand got relegated.
Yeah, but we don't take the QPR.
No, but we don't take his QPR.
Come on, man. Let's not do that. I mean, let's not do that.
Take his QPR case seriously. We look at his tenure. If we start doing that,
we might as well start saying take out John Terry for being racist. Then you start moving the goalposts.
I'm thinking it just straight up. You know, because then I can talk about something that Rio did back in the days, but you know, it is what it is.
What's the drug test?
Yeah!
You can't remember the cocaine allegation.
He was cheating on his wife.
Exactly. Terry was doing nonsense with Wayne Ridge. So if we take into consideration, this man should be nowhere near the fucking greatest of all time, Premier League 11. So we can't really look at that. You know what I mean?
I'll give you this. Like, one of my things is about longevity in this. And I'll give you... Rio had it a lot more than Kompany, but I think the way a lot of people just gloss over other sentiments, like, yeah, we can put him in. For me, one of the big things is when you look at stability as well. I'd say Man United were a lot more stable than City whilst Kompany was there, because they were chopping up managers constantly. City, the back lines were switching up. He, for me, made Lescott for that period when they won the league, like, one of the best centre-backs in the fucking world. And, like, if you take Lescott that went from Everton to there, and then, don't get me wrong, I like Zabaleta. Like, always like Zabaleta, but I'm not going to put him as some world-class right-back. Left-back, who was left-back at that time? Gael Clichy came from Arsenal.
Gael Clichy.
The only star player I'd look at, I think, is the names of Man City defense.
It doesn't sound that great.
Yeah, it wasn't.
We even had Jerome Boateng for a season. Imagine that.
The only star I'm looking at in that back line, and people again don't rate him, and I don't understand why, was Joe Hart, because Joe Hart was the best goalkeeper in the world for 1 year at the very least.
What world?
He wasn't the best goalkeeper in the world. Look, the easy answer is Rio Ferdinand and John Terry. The easy answer is, but when you really look at what Rio was playing with versus what Kompany was playing with, just in the back line itself. Like, you have to give so much more praise to that.
No, I do hear you. You make good points. Like, no one's discrediting that Kompany is not.
You almost convinced me.
Conversation. But I think if you're going to say he's more deserving than Rio Ferdinand, that's a bit of an issue, bro. Because you've got to take the whole career together, bro.
Rio had 10, 11 years. Okay, like, give me.
Apart from one season, you could say that he wasn't at his best at United. But he was even great at West Ham. Because remember,
Give me one Rio Ferdinand big moment.
Bro, that
he contributed to. I'm not talking about Cristiano Ronaldo scoring in a Champions League final or anything like that.
The thing is, I always rate Rio Ferdinand, right? Do you know what I'm saying? But I'm a United fan where I'm going to really, you know, remember single performances that were amazing, bro. Like, you can go on YouTube here and you can see the moments where he helped United in tough situations. Do you know what I'm saying? We don't speak about Rio Ferdinand just because, oh, Ronaldo, Rooney, and Tevez, and the likes of, you know, Carrick were so great that, you know, we have to force him into conversation. We put him there because he was actually a great defender. And even for England internationally, yes, we never did well, but individual performances, like in qualifiers and whatnot, he showed his ability as a very astute, you know, leading defender. Do you know what I'm saying? So, look, I hear your point. I think Ian Richie has your point. Sam has your point, City fan. We will agree that, you know, there's a company, it's definitely a conversation for one of the greatest centre-backs in the Premier League. No one's denying that. But I think the problem is, or where I think you're going a bit too far, is trying to say he's more deserving than Rio Ferdinand. 12 years of Premier League greatness cannot be overlooked, bro. You have to be real with that.
Are you ready for this? How many Premier League titles does Rio Ferdinand have?
I think at least five.
Yeah. And how many does Kompany have?
I think four.
It's not that big of a difference. All these 12 years of dominance versus a shorter lifespan of company.
But you got to remember, at first, you got to remember this. He was at West Ham first for a few years. Do you know what I'm saying? And obviously, when he joined United, Arsenal were the team which were one of the best teams in the league. And that Arsenal team was great. You got to remember that the competition that he had during his first was much tougher than what I would say,
although I do feel like in recent times, when Company was playing, the league is better from top to bottom. In those times where it was United, Chelsea and Arsenal, I do feel like to just win the league, not to get top four, to just win the league was harder because those three teams are better than the next three or four teams in recent history.
Yeah, let me say this. I'm going to counter that point to you. Who's got the highest Premier League points in Premier League history?
It was Man City.
Man City. Who's got the second highest points?
Man City.
Who's got the third?
No, but what I'm saying is that obviously from top to bottom.
Okay, go on, Rich.
Liverpool were fighting City, and City still won the league where Liverpool was 97 points. It was never a challenging company with that amount of points.
But if you're going to make the case for company having, okay, no, I'm not going to say company had no involvement in that, but again, like Samuel said, yeah, bro, he was injured for half of the season. You know what I'm saying? He was injured for at least more than 10 games of the Premier League season, bro. So I thought for me to say that he was solely reliable for City's dominance during the 17-18 round when they got 100 points, the Centurion season, it's a bit far-fetched, man. Do you know what I'm saying? So, look, I agree about where you're coming from, top five, maybe even top three. That's a bit, I think that's the furthest you'll go to. But overtaking him over a friend on the top two, I think, is a bit too far.
Nostalgia.
But I think we should move on to
number two. Always says nostalgia.
Oh, well, we're all going to be yeah?
You can have Rio, but nostalgia.
Yeah, we've got Rio. But I hear your point, Mas. I think your point is...
There's so many comparables, yeah? But you just got to go with Rio. If you go... Even when Rio was at Leeds, West Ham, he wasn't at great teams, but you saw he had that Rolls Royce, had the pace, composure, distribution, and he could still defend. Do you know what I mean? So you can't put that talent and just say, yeah, company. Yeah, like I said, company did great, but it was a short period of time. And look, like I said, there's great honourable mentions. Steve Bruce, Ledley King, if he was fit all the time. But with Ledley King, you couldn't put him there because he's always injured.
You know who I'm putting in that nobody will say?
Who?
Azpilicueta.
Right back.
I'm going to say this just as an overall defender.
Clarify first. Right back.
No, I'm saying just as an overall defender because this guy play left back, centre back, right back.
Let's move on to the right backs. And if you're talking about right back, I do feel like Azpilicueta does have. For me, if I give you who I think number one is, I feel like this is, I think like out of all the positions, this might be the toughest one. Because I feel like there's Gary Neville who's in there. Obviously, I don't feel like with the rest I'm going to name, he's 10K as good as them. But the longevity to be in that United side. And for Sir Alex Ferguson not to replace you, I know you played that many years. You must be doing something right. And I feel like defensively, he was very good. Correct. Offensively, he wasn't as good as the rest, but then he wasn't demanded back there where a lot of teams are playing. And you're right, mids. I feel like Kyle Walker is another shout. I feel like ever since, especially from when he left Tottenham, to go to Man City, what he's been able to do, I think, is phenomenal, offensively and defensively. As you mentioned, Azpilicueta, and I think Ivanovic is there as well. As I said, from especially when you talk about that season we had in 2010, because he joined in 08 and he left in all.
He left 2017.
Yeah, so he at least won at least three Premier Leagues with us and all that kind of stuff. But, as I said,
2015 and 2016-17. But 16-17, he had least involvement in that Premier League run.
Yeah, but he left halfway through. But you know, we're still going to give it to him anyways. But as I said, for me, anyways, for a long time, I've always said it was Gary Neville. But I think I'm going to switch up and I'm going to go with Kyle Walker, is the greatest Premier League right back of all time. As I said, just going with the dominance that he's been able to have with Man City. And obviously, everyone talks about how Pep buys a lot of players and he disses and that. But until maybe last season, Kyle Walker has kept his position. And there's a reason for that. I feel like offensively, the overlapping runs he's been able to make, technically very sound. And defensively, I mean, as a recurring defender anyways, I think he's been elite. And one-on-one defender as well, I feel like he's been very good as well. So when you count that ability plus the amount of trophies won, which is like 5 Premier Leagues, and although it's not, you're not going to count all the UEFA things, but then he now did the treble as well. I feel like he now has the strongest case for me to be the best Premier League right back of all time.
You know why I'm going to give it to Neville? And I'll say this just quickly. It's because if you look at Fergie, when he started winning the leagues, or just in general, a large 10-year part of that, again, I can't sit here and be like, he started everything in there, but this guy's got like 400-plus appearances, probably in the Premier League. Like, he's a Premier League legend rather than anything else to start off with. So just off longevity itself, I'd give it Neville. Secondly, like I said, in terms of Fergie's Premier League titles to Gary Neville, I might be wrong, but they probably just go hand in hand as well. So I just have to give it to me. For me, I'd probably give it Neville straight away. Like, I don't really know anybody else that can fill what he... I'm not saying, like you said, like I wouldn't say he's the best right-back in terms of everything as a player, but he was there, he was winning.
Oh,
and they always have that thing where you can't win with kids, and I might be wrong, but I think he was part of that.
Yeah, he was.
Crop of players. He's got that.
He's part of the first United title winner in 93. So
yeah, so
from the beginning.
Yeah, so that iconic thing about you can't win with kids, and the fact that he was part of it to a point as well. Like, I've got to give it Gary Neville.
Now, you know what? I think you made a very good explanation for Gary Neville being the best right back of all time, Bass. And I respect your points. I agree to an extent. And I think I agree more with Rich and his favourites for the best right back of all time. I want to agree. I think for me, it's between Kyle Walker or Ivanovic. But I think I'm going to go with Kyle Walker. I feel that for me, I read that on Tottenham. Obviously, you know, the season on Tottenham in the second. What's the.
No, I just see Richard celebrating.
Rich, what are you doing?
I was celebrating because you agreed with me.
I'm the decision maker here because I'm going to be last. So you got to hope I agree with you, but let's go.
But where was I? Kyle Walker, for me, he takes it number one. For me, obviously, I've always rated him as a Tottenham. I thought he was dying for a big move to either United or City. I feel like that season, which sticks out to me during his Tottenham career, was the 16-17 season. And obviously, Tottenham were going head to head with Chelsea. Well, not really head-to-head, but they'll put in some sort of half-part entire race. And for me, if you look at our Tottenham team, the three most influential players of that team in that particular season, you'll say it was Harry Kane, Dele Alli, and Kyle Walker for me. Do you know what I'm saying? And obviously, an honourable shout, you probably say maybe like Toby Alderweireld. But looking at his career now, the fact that he can defend at a good level, he can attack at a good level. You know, he makes very good runs. You know, he's darting runs. Like Richard said, you know, his ball recovery, his speed, which, you know, facilitates for him to be able to get back to his, his opponent and tackle and recover. His leadership with the last couple of years. And the fact that he's won, I think, now 5 Premier League titles, I think, you know, that's one of the likes of, you know, Rio Ferdinand and Manuel Vidic, you know, surpassing the likes of, you know, Adams, you know, from Arsenal, you know, equaling John Terry. I feel that for me, his overall contribution, his skill set, and for me, he can potentially still be at City for next season, potentially with another Premier title. And that could be 6. Obviously, the speculation that, you know, he could be going to Bayern, but I think overall, if we look at his ability, his skill, the fact he's been in the league for, 12, 13 years, at least 8 of those years, he's been very consistent going forward and being a defender. His natural position as a right back, that's the most important thing to defend. I thought his defending has always been consistent on a high level. I think, you know, you can't really kind of discount Kyle Walker being in that discussion. But Gary Neville is a good one, though. I think maybe for longevity. Yeah. Not really until technical ability, but because if you look at in a way, if you look at Gary Neville's greatness, you're going to go from 1994 to about 2009, which is still a long period of time, 15 years. But I just feel like for me, I think it was more of a system. It was more of a team thing with Gary Neville. I don't think it was individually him. I think with Kyle Walker, you see that his brilliance is about the Man City team. He was doing that for Tottenham. And he's also internationally for England as well. He's been very rock solid for England. So I think overall, I think he stands alone. And I think honourable shout is Ivanovic. I think, again, complete. He was good going forward, good defensively. Not as quite as good going forward as, you know, Kyle Walker, but he was still quite a good player going forward. He was very strong as well. You know, good leadership. You know, very hardwired. And yeah, for me, obviously won, you know, 2 Premier times at Chelsea. And yeah, it was a part of that era where Chelsea were one of the best teams in the world. So I think he's definitely in that conversation. So, yeah, that's my thoughts.
All right, and what about you, Sam?
Let me just give my verdict and feedback. So, yeah, I would say, obviously, Gary Neville had a great career, longevity. He was just a steady Eddie. He did what he had to do. He was a right back. Didn't really ask much of him. Him and David Beckham had that great relationship with the overlap, and, you know, Gary Neville would do his thing. But in terms of what Abbas was saying here, and, you know, a lot of people just want to go to nostalgia and say that the obvious option of an old school player like Gary Neville, let's give flowers to the great players that are doing stuff now and have the potential to kind of overtake these greats. And I'm going to echo what Richard and Kojo said and go with Kyle Walker, just based on what he's done, him as a player. Like Kojo said, at Spurs, he was already doing his thing. He was already a fullback where he would get forward, overlap. And in terms of defending, his pace would always help him to get recover. And now at City, you know, being with Pep has taken to another level. And you just see with the accolades that he's won, if he does stay with City for the next 2 to 3 years and add to those accolades, you probably, statistically, you'll probably be the best right back. So why not put him in now, you know, while he's still playing and giving flowers now? So I'll go with Kyle Walker, to be fair.
One of my players next in certain midfield plays right now. Anyway, but yeah, go.
All right. So the midfielders, how do you just name our three, or do you want to name who you think our greatest is and then see if anyone disagrees with who you think number one is?
Let's just go all three.
Yeah, I was going to say all three. My all three is a bit... Oh,
okay. I'll name my three first.
Because when it comes to midfield, it's such a complex and important position, you got to really kind of think about it properly. Because I think with the forward lineup, I think everyone can all kind of unanimously agree. But midfield one is tough because I know Rich has an agenda on a certain player. I know Abbas has an agenda on a certain player. And that's not lying.
Rich has an agenda on a certain player. I'll be honest with you. I have one criteria to make this entire list. That's why this one player can't make it.
Let's all name our three. Abbas, you're eager to do your three. Do your three then. Go on.
Yeah, Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank Lampard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I want to say Yaya or N'Golo Kante.
Cool. You got two that I've got. But
yeah, you've got two that go as well.
Yeah, you got two as well.
I'm going to say N'Golo Kante. I'm going to go N'Golo Kante. Kevin De Bruyne.
For the first one,
and N'Golo Kante. Just them three.
Wait, so your name of who you think the three...
Just the three.
Yeah.
No. So your three was basically the three for the positions, bro. Not the three for the first spot.
Yeah, that's what he's done. Three positions.
Okay.
Number
three.
Yeah. As I said, I agree with Abbas when he said KDB and Frank Lampard.
Oh, nah, not me.
Okay, then.
Say yours, because I'm still deliberating, okay, to be honest.
I've got KDB on Frank Lampard. And for a long time, I've always said Frank Lampard is the greatest Premier League midfielder. This season, I've changed, and I think KDB is number one now. But if we're all going to agree on KDB, I then need to explain it. And the third person I'm going to go Patrick Vieira.
Yep, I was going to do that. My three was going to be Yaya, KDB and Vieira. But then, you know what's so crazy? My favorite City player is David Silva. And I'm thinking,
that's a good one.
And he's David Silva in his prime. Oh my God. It's mad.
My one is tough.
Okay, Cody, you go.
It's tough because I think KDB's up there. Then David Silva is another shout as well. But I think it's an honorable shout. Okay, I think it'll be, for me, I'm going to go KDB, Frank Lampard.
That's
a tough one, you know.
KDB is an enemy.
I don't know about N'Golo Kante. I think I don't know. You know, it depends.
If we're actually playing real football, if you want to put DM, you might have to put the original DM there. The original DM. He played for Chelsea as well.
That's your three best midfielders.
Wait, does Bergkamp count as a midfielder?
No, don't do that. Come on. No, he's a forward player. He's a 10
forward player. Forward winger Cunningham is what you want. He's not making it into no Premier League 11. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. That's disrespectful.
Don't do that.
That's disrespectful. So, wait. Mass, would you count Bergkamp as a midfielder?
No.
Okay. Even if you could count him, he's nowhere near.
For me, that's KDB and Frank Lampard. I'll be real. I only got two, man. I don't think I have a third one, I'll be real. Because I have to be true to myself. I'm not going to just spare any midfielder, which I don't believe.
Who puts Yaya in their midfield?
I'm happy to put... So this is the thing. The reason and this only comes back to, I understand why you put Vieira, but I never watched Vieira enough. That's my only problem. But I said that before. There's one player that I'm putting in this team that I haven't actually watched, and I feel so I'm flip-flopping on that. But in my midfield, because I've seen so many elite midfielders, I'm okay to put a step back to say, that's fine. I understand Vieira did this thing, but I've seen these enough to be able to be comfortable. I don't think there's a striker better than this guy myself. But for this one, like, I'm all right. I understand why he did Vieira. So if you want to put Vieira in, I'm okay with him.
The third one, was a gem, was he?
No, that's what I mean. So I can put Vieira in there, but I can't not say Frank Lampard. Frank Lampard definitely has to be in that.
Yeah,
team.
I mean,
if that's the case, then put Yaya then and take out Vieira, because I want Yaya in this.
Yaya's all right.
Yaya was good, but I don't think he had the longevity like that, man.
Yeah, but at his peak, though, man, he could do everything, though. Pass, left foot, right foot, long shot, drive.
Well, he could pick the ball up from your foot, man. Give me the ball, let me run.
You got to remember, this is the same guy that played DM for Barcelona and centre-back, and then he comes to Premier League.
For DM, but his Barcelona career wasn't really star-centered, though.
When you saw him play at Barca as a DM, you never saw this Yaya come to Premier League doing this. You never saw that.
He
was bossing it.
But so what, are you guys not going to put Kante? Because I feel like I have to go Kante now.
Nah, Kante for what, really? If you put Kante, you might as well put Makalele. Like, really and truly.
No, because Kante was a bit... Makalele...
No, but Kante was a beast, though. I'll be real, though. You got to be real, Sango. 15-16 to 19-20, bro.
This is what will also get me above Makalele for this. Kante also had, and again, I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure Kante also had the individual awards.
Okay, cool. So are we putting Yaya Touré? If we put Yaya Touré, I'm happy to put Yaya. There's no Lampard then. That's what I'm saying.
There is Yaya and Lampard.
Okay, cool. That's cool then. No Kante.
I sat here and I said Yaya or Kante.
If this was Serie A list, I'd easily in my top three midfielders, but it's Premier League, bro.
I can't lie to you, Sam. We're gonna have to explain to us why Frank Lampard shouldn't make it.
No. I thought we was just doing it wasn't either or. I was like,
you have to put Kante there, bro. You got to put a DM.
How? Come on, man.
You don't need it, man.
No, it's horrible. You got to have structure to it, bro.
There's no structure to this team.
Just pick your best three. Is Kante one of the top three midfielders in the Premier League?
Because listen, let's see.
All time. No way. Top three midfielders of all time. Because you know why?
Wait. Can I just say something before I ask Cody the question again? Forget about that. We need a DM and 11.
Exactly.
Just pick your top three Premier League midfielders of all time. Now, do you still think Kante is top three Premier League midfielders of all time?
Cool. You asked me the question. I'm gonna ask it now. Yeah, and then, Sammy, then you can rebuttal if you want to. Cool. Right. Look.
And explain.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm just thinking. Cool. The only option, if you're not gonna put Kante, Samuel, is Patrick Vieira. But for me, this is my top three, which I want to influence and I want you guys to take in and consider and be real, because we all watch Kante in recent time. Sam is the only one who's probably watched Patrick Vieira in great knowledge, in great depths.
Maybe Abbas,
I don't know how old you are, Abbas, but maybe Abbas. But me, Richard, we didn't really watch Patrick Vieira at his prime. Let's keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? So for me personally, if I'm gonna go, okay, for your DM, but for me, I don't agree with Torre personally. I think he was a great midfielder. But I think, for me, those bits where I wasn't really liking his whole City run. But yes, he was a great... And for me, probably his best African midfielder to ever grace the Premier League. I agree with that.
This is what I'm saying about Yaya more than anything else. About the other two. And again, this just pairs down to what he was able to do. Because like Sam said, realistically, he came as a DM. Then he was given the opportunity to play forward. And he was able to think. Yaya has some of the biggest moments in Man City history.
The goal at the Carling Cup thingy.
Just certain things like that. And then like his one season, like again, it's criminal that he's been the player of the season that year. It's criminal. Because that season itself was...
But my Kent thing is like, what Kent... No one expected it, bro. This guy came from
you're right.
France. This is a small boy, bro. He was 5'4".
Like
Richard said, he's not making a top five best midfielders of all time. Because remember, we're leaving out Gerrard, we're leaving out Scholes, we're leaving out... We might as well start saying that. Like, people are even going to say Henderson for what he's achieved for Liverpool. People start putting Henderson, bro.
Honestly, I think
if you took more of a favorable vote, remove structure out, I think Yaya would get it.
Bro, if we got a team and there's no Yaya in there, people gonna look at us like
Yeah, what he did.
YouTube, listen, I just want to let you guys know I was picking Patrice Vieira because Yaya Toure
was we didn't want him.
I'm gonna have to sacrifice, like, this is not the thing.
Look at that midfield, because if we want Yaya, can sit anyway, it's calm.
Yeah,
He's a deep line playmaker. He played Busquets' role before Busquets came. That's my point.
What year did he play there? Because when I remember your...
He was there 8-9.
I remember as a centre-back at Barcelona.
No, that was a couple of games when Pep was there. But when Pep first came,
didn't he join 2010, Sam? Didn't he join 2010?
Yeah, 2010, yeah.
Yeah, along with Boateng for that one
He must have joined before that because he was there for the 2009 Champions League final.
He was at Barcelona.
He cut
in 2010. So 10-11 season, where City finished third in the Premier League. No, I think so. City finished third. Yeah, that was his first season. And I see also won the FA Cup. I think that year as well. Was it? You won the FA Cup that year as well? 2011. Yeah, that was his first season at City. Let's move forward now. I've got my three already.
Should we do individual, like left wing, then right wing, and then striker, or should we name our two wingers
and then work around it again? I think use the wingers and then leave the striker.
Richard, what's the next discussion after the all-time level? Are we done from here?
After this, then with next week we're gonna do the predictions for the thing.
Let's do left wing, right wing, then striker, because we've got 50 more minutes.
So let me do my left wing. Mine's easy. Yeah. I don't want to hear no debate. CR7. No. Put him in there. CR7. Put him there.
Can I just say something? I agree with Nodder should be in there, but I was gonna put him on the right.
We're putting Salah on the right. We can't do that.
I know it's a bit controversial, but he did it at Barcelona. Thierry Henry was going to be my left.
He was a striker. He would drift out. Lowry, stop. Come on, man.
He was a striker.
Wait, but if you're doing that,
the first inverted forward in the Premier League era?
Yeah, but you do know. I'm just because I know you man love him. You do know if you put Henri on the left, Hazard's not getting into this 11.
No, Hazard's right wing.
Okay, cool.
Before I just continue, so if you all agree, yeah,
he's not an all-time 11. He's just.
I'm
all right.
Hazard.
Hazard. Okay, so all agree Ronaldo's in there, right? Let me just before.
Yeah, yeah. Put him on the left, man. Come on. Come on, put him on the left.
Just give your left wings first. Then what'd you say? Just give your left wings first, then we call United.
No, Richard was saying something.
No, because I just want to know, because obviously, if also Ronaldo's in there, and then I've heard Abbas and Cole, did you say Hazard as well?
No, I said Henri.
Of course not.
So, you know what, yeah? Actually, you know what? Let's do it this way. In that case, because since everyone's a position, let's just name our front three.
Alright, cool.
So let's do it like that.
So, Richard, you start first. You're the host.
So my front three was going to be Hazard, Henri, and Ronaldo. As I said, I think Henri... Now, one thing I would say is I don't think Henri is undeniably the... I think... What I mean by that, I feel like he can be challenged. I always back Henri, but I do feel like even so about in terms of greatest Premier strikers, I slightly do think Aguero comes close to him. I still think Henri just edges it for me. I think he won like how many golden boots? Like three golden boots.
He won 20 assist award.
He got 20 assists. I think he held the record till KDB came to town. So I think Henri's number one. Obviously, Ronaldo's number two, especially his last 3 years at United.
Yeah.
I think he won 2 Player of the Years as well, where he got 31 goals as well. I think what he did was unreal. And he was also part of the, I think he was part of the United team, second time they three-peated the Premier League.
He was 6-7, 7-8, 8-9.
Yeah, which I've said before is very, very hard to do. So I'm going to give him a lot of credit for that. And United's best player by some. And he also won the Ballon d'Or United shirt. Premier League player to win the Ballon d'Or. Ronaldo's
15 years. That's an incredible feat.
Hazard, I'm sorry. Hazard has to make it in there.
I can't believe this.
Nah.
I see you talk
about
Hazard all the time.
Apart from Messi, Hazard is the only player that I've watched in my eyes, that can drop a 10 out of 10 without getting a goal and assist. The amount of times he was able to carry this Chelsea...
Neymar can do that as well. Stop it. Neymar
could come close, but Neymar wasn't putting in 10 out of 10s without...
He can. Ronaldinho as well. Okay,
you know what? That's a different debate. But what I'm saying is that in terms of just the Premier League, and that he was arguably, especially for Chelsea, I feel like he's Chelsea's most talented player ever. When look at Alan Kante's Premier League Player of the Year, I believe there should have been Hazard. I feel like without Hazard, that our last 10 years would have been bleak. And you want to talk about Salah and this and that. I feel like since Salah has come to a Liverpool team, even though you can give credit to Klopp and say he developed those players, Salah has always had help. Hazard has not always had help at Chelsea, especially after the Conte 16-17. Conte decided to get rid of Costa. Next thing you know, he's now playing with Higuain. Giroud is good, but he's not world-class. Morata, these are the attackers that he's playing with that kept costing him assist after assist after assist. He has players like fucking Drinkwater and Bakayoko in his defence. The numbers, I don't really care about it because when a player is that talented and able to affect the game as much as he did, I think even in the, and correct me if I'm wrong, in the 18-19 season, Hazard contributed to 49% of all our goals, whether he got them by goals and assists. Do you know how crazy that is? I'm sorry, Salah is not doing anything like that.
I never put Salah in because do you know what it is? Like, we see Hazard the same way. Like, so don't get me wrong, the only problem is in when it comes to an all-time 11, because a lot of it also is on numbers, especially with the forward line. A lot of it is going to be on numbers. This is why, like, my striker...
Thank God I used my eyes and I watched it.
Yeah, this is the thing. My striker, I've never watched, but his numbers are always going to be there. And Sam knows where I'm going. He's muted, but he knows where I'm going.
You're putting Alan Shearer. We're not putting Alan Shearer. Allow it. We're not doing this.
What are you doing? Help me with anxiety, bro. What's your front three? Let me put this out there because I need a dip sleep. Ronaldo, I'm going to give you guys Henri as well because you have to respect. Alan Shearer. Alan Shearer, and I tell you why you have to put Henri and Alan Shearer in there, because, and I know it doesn't mean a lot, but if it does at the moment, because they're trying to build it up, inductees into the Hall of Fame for Alan Shearer and Henry, if I'm not wrong. So already, like, as much as whatever else we want to put, just for that, for modern day football, exactly, like Sunday league, you're scoring and you put your hands up like this. But just in general, right, you have to do that just for that initial thing. Secondly,
you give your front three.
What? Who, me?
Yeah.
Who, my front three? Wait, hold on quickly. My short three. Left wing, Ronaldo. Up front, Henry. Right wing, Salah. I'm putting Mo Salah. I'm doing that. Me, I like stylistically. That front three, stylistically, they can rotate. They can interchange. I love it. I think it's going to work. Like,
Sorry, listen, are you telling me you do not want to see that celebration one more time?
That's why he doesn't even get in. That celebration alone is stiff. That's why he doesn't get in. Love it. What's this? Love it. Nah,
but I can't have a Premier League 11 with a guy that's got the most goals ever in Premier League. Like,
you don't care about that, man.
No, I hear where you're coming from. And a lot of people probably would, but in terms of how we're playing with this 4-3-3, I'm just going to go with position for position, Ronaldo left, Salah right, Henry up front. Devastating.
Kodra, who are you going with?
Okay.
Henry, I think, is universal, so I'm just going to chuck Henry in there.
And Ronaldo's universal.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, I don't know where I'm putting Henry. I'm going to put Henry in there, and I'll change it if we all disagree.
Okay.
I'm going to put Ronaldo in there, sorry.
I think, yeah, so the two main positions, you know, just, I agree with all you guys. So it's just, let's stick there, all right? I'll give my reasons for them afterwards, but I'm just going to go straight to the striker position, which is not Alan Shearer. What's
up? Brendan Story. He's coming, Harry Kane.
Wait,
I need to challenge Abbas on this, yeah? Because I did this many times. Abbas, be reasonable with me, right, yeah? Alan Shearer, obviously, we're not saying that he's not pants. We're not saying he's pants, right? Cool. No, he's a good striker. You know, he's got what, you know, the most Premier League goals.
I think Alan Shearer is the third greatest Premier League striker of all time.
He's definitely top five. I would never say he's not. Definitely top five. But we'll say the number one. Creme de la creme.
I might copy you, man. Henri left wing, put Aguero. I can't leave Aguero out.
Thank
man.
You. Wait, you stole my moment, bro. You stole my moment. Okay, no one listens to what Sam said. So my striking choice is Aguero. Do you know what I'm saying? And the only shout you can have after Aguero is probably Harry Kane. You get me? But Aguero number one, for me, he's the greatest striker you've seen in the Premier League history. This guy,
Harry Kane, a second. My brother Harry Kane's chasing Alan Shearer because he's got no resume in the Premier League.
Harry Kane, wait, what's guess that, bro? A lot of people are going to say Harry Kane is in the discussion for the greatest Premier strikers. He's already in the discussion right now.
I still want to put Harry Kane there.
That's blasphemous.
Can I say something? You're not to enter this conversation, dude.
I'm sorry. If he was at City, he'll clear the records, bro. If he was at City right now, bro, the guy would get hard numbers, bro.
Cordial, if I was 6'6", we went 220. I went to America. I was in America. I'm playing ball right now.
You know, you have to win the Premier League to enter these conversations.
You're talking about Alan Shearer as a GOAT, a striker.
You have to win the Premier League to enter these conversations. Harry Kane is not coming anywhere near unless you win it.
Wait, Aguero's man number one. Why do you guys discount Harry Kane? What is so bad about Harry Kane?
Because he's a serial loser. And I'm sorry, I allow serial into this greatest Premier League mid.
There's three ahead of him. Shearer, Aguero, and Henry ahead of him up front.
Aguero is ahead of him as well.
I'm honest with you. Waza's there. Luis Suarez is there.
Yeah, it's true, Louis. It's true.
If you're talking about just Premier League, you think
Andy Cole, no pens. Andy Cole, no pens.
Disrespect.
His record was more in cups. Let's be real.
That's a fucking Harry Kane.
I'm a Chelsea fan as well. So I can be real on this one. But guys, so number one, Agüero. For me, he's the greatest striker to ever grace the Premier League. If he wasn't with injuries, if he didn't have an injury in career towards his last 3 years at City, especially that season where obviously, you know, City won the Premier League title in 18-19, you know, he didn't have that much involvement and whatnot. But let's be very real here. The fact that he's got over 200 Premier League goals, am I correct tonight? He's got over 200 Premier League goals. Am I correct? No. I think he's got that sort of numbers.
No. He's got 200 Man City goals, but he's got 179 for City.
But he's top five. He's top five in Premier League history, right?
Yeah.
Aguero's missed at least about maybe around 40 Premier League games throughout his career. He was at City in 2011. He left in, what, in 2021. He was there for 10 years. I think he missed over 40 Premier League games, right? Obviously, injuries part of the game. It's a very sad aspect of football, very sad aspect of sport. But we know, if we have to be objective here, take with injuries, right? If he wasn't injury prone, because he was very injury prone, if he was an injury prone player, that's another maybe, what, 40, 50 goals. If you add to his tally, he's definitely carrying over 200. And the fact that he's won five Premier League titles or so, I think
The
title winning goal against QPR in 2012 to steal the title away from their neighbours, Manchester United. It was a heroic day for all citizens. It was a heroic day for people at the Etihad, at the east side of Manchester. Aguero, for me, his skill set, the goals he scored, his technical ability, right? For me, I would say hands down. I would say it's undisputed.
But you got to realize number one. You got to realize. And you're signing. Let me see one thing before I go.
He'll definitely get more goals. He'll definitely get 200. He'll definitely be much closer to Alan Shearer.
Yes.
And then
yes.
A good shout is Harry Kane, then Wayne Rooney.
No. What's a shit on Harry Kane?
I rest my case, guys. Kojo's given his top striker. Ronaldo, for me, right wing. You could be easy Ronaldo left wing. Ronaldo's probably the greatest talent to ever come to the Premier League. Just a raw talent, right? What he done in that 7-8 season at United, 44.
You know what's funny? Ronaldo's not
first one in the Premier League. His skill, his flair, that kind of moments, the hat tricks, the free kick against Portsmouth, that ball, the way he struck it, it was very deadly.
When he hit
the net, no one had ever seen it from a Premier League player like that back in 2008 in January. Close case, Ronaldo. He's simply great. Like that's Richard's goal. Ronaldo's the guy. That's Richard's goal. And for me, he was more of a creative player, which took away the aspect of being a pure striker, a pure number nine. So that's how I put Henry on left wing as a
Kojo Fons.
I rest my case.
Let's round this up quickly. All right, so it looks like the final spot is between Hazard and Aguero.
Richard, you need to insert the celebration of Alan Shearer so everyone can see. This is not getting into the great. We're not doing all this stiff rubbish.
Abbas, I used to be like you, and I used to put him in there. But as I said, before I get to Alan Shearer, I'm seeing Henry and I'm seeing Aguero.
Yeah.
You can't. And especially if you got those two, then stop. Please stop saying fucking Harry Kane.
He's not saying Henry could be left wing,
but he's the truth.
All right, so are we going Hazard or Aguero?
Aguero,
man. Come on, that's not even debatable. Aguero, man. Sorry.
Let me put it out there. It's Alan Shearer.
You know what? Again, I'm very sorry, YouTube. I tried to actually put Hazard in there, but
you know,
some people.
You guys speak to all the World War veterans, and they will tell you Alan Shearer's number one.
Can you believe the dribble just come out of his mouth? Can you believe the dribble, the nonsense? I'm actually speaking to the YouTube. Actually,
you guys were not there.
Put Sergio first. U E R O.
Sergio. Yeah, G-I-O.
And then A-G.
U.
E-R-O.
Coming up.
Hey, look here. Put Alan Shearer's name in.
I think just had to put A-G. Conor Gray, you know.
No. Put Alan Shearer's name. Put Alan Shearer's name in.
No, just no. Simple, bro. Put Sergio.
Alan Shearer's name. AG. There we go, John.
Now put Aguero.
Put Aguero. It's just that
If Aguero's name does not pop up here for any reason, he can't get it.
Then you put the special.
No, bro. That's what it is. Yeah. Remove Andrea Striker. That's why.
What? Hey, bro. This thing is bugging. What the hell?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, Aguero. You spelled
it wrong. It's saying no results found. No, you put Aguero.
It wants to share it, bro. It wants to share it in. This is glitched. Who's that?
Shira!
What?
Northern Rock wins again.
Northern Rock, you know. The bug Juventus kit.
Bro, it's Pushkin.
I'm gonna find it. Sergio
Gonzalez. Just put Alvarez for now. They look alike a little bit.
Damn, there's actually no Aguero on this thing.
I think I seen him go down a bit.
That's weird.
Did you again? I think I saw him.
No, I promise you didn't see him.
Let's do this just for the sake of the video.
Wait, hold on. Let me just make sure. Let me see if Hazard does come up.
No, I think he's there. Wait, hold, go slower.
Where?
He's by age, so go further up.
He's by age, did you say?
Yeah, he looks by age in Sergio's. Oh, no, he's not there.
Bro, is Sergio Ramos still there? What the blood clot?
Oh, do you think he only does active players? That's the reason why.
No, I can't maybe.
No, but you got to check. No, exactly. Actually, all I'm saying is... Tap in Alan Shearer one more time. Just tap in Alan Shearer one more time.
We should do some book site, bro. Richard, you some book site, bro.
Okay, no, yeah. Let me go and you guys are gonna see this, innit? I'm gonna type in Aguero's name, and then we're gonna copy and paste in it because
Aguero.
It's making me feel like I can't spell.
No, it's not you. It's just this website smelly.
But I told you.
Everyone uses.
Respect.
No, no, don't. This one. And it's got no Aguero. I can't take you serious, bro.
Hey, listen. Do you know who he does have? Alan Shearer. All
right. You know what? I saw one Aguero there earlier, innit? So we're going to disguise him.
Let's agree to disagree. I'm keeping Alan Shearer. You guys can have Aguero.
No picture. But everyone can see that it's Aguero that's over here.
Come on.
Exactly. So as you can see... this is our greatest Premier League midfielder of all time. Obviously, if you see this at first look, please watch the video because I did not come up with this by myself. If I did, it would be a lot better. But I did not come up with this by myself.
Come on, man. You need to know
how.
Well, I can't believe you didn't put Shearer in there.
Oh, that's Kelvin, man.
The greatest.
I can. So, yeah, this is our greatest Premier League midfielder of all time. As I said, this is going to be a podcast from now on, as we're going to be doing this weekly. We'll still be doing like YouTube shows if we're going to discuss anything else that happens outside of sports week. Like we could do like a all-time basketball five or great position like we did earlier in the year and stuff. So stay tuned for all that good stuff. And I forgot to make an outro. So for now, just follow us on all social media platforms.
Is this Twitter, out? Somebody with me.
So all of them down below. Down below, my
socials
right there.
What's it called? Yeah, all these guys will be down below. But as we are now all at one at Outbounce, I'm only going to read out the Outbounce stuff. So Outbounce_UK on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. And until next week, thank you for tuning in. See you.